Page 256. The end of a national figure.
The Prime Minister declares it an historic moment for our country, the day Captain Cook set foot on Australian soil. But just weeks out from the 250th anniversary, some events have been cancelled and the Greens argue the celebrations should be scrapped altogether.
It's the anniversary which, for some, should not be marked at all.
There's not being honest about the dark sides of Australia's history.
50 years ago, the bicentenary of Captain Cook's landing was grand.
A fresh northwesterly breeze fills the sails.
Not just a replica of his endeavour, but a visit from the Queen.
We celebrate James Cook's voyage of discovery.
2 months out from the 250th anniversary, there's little wind in the sails. On April 29, the day Cook landed, a replica was supposed to be sailing. It won't be. Near where he first sighted Australian land at Point Hicks in Victoria, events have been cancelled. Organisers say because of bushfires. And a government website to promote commemorative events hasn't surfaced.
The more that we continue to have these celebrations, the further away we are from healing as a country.
Absolute rubbish again from the Greens, you know. What did they want to sponge history?
The Prime Minister, a self-confessed Cook admirer, declaring the landing is nationally significant.
It was an important part of Australia's history.
The Prime Minister has issued a call for calm, insisting Australia's Indigenous and non-Indigenous histories can be respected.
It's enabled the relationship and the reconciliation to continue to take place when we talk about our history.
In Botany Bay, part of Scott Morrison's electorate, and in Cooktown in far north Queensland, the show will go on. Jonathan Kersley, Nine News.
Copyright Nine News Australia.